arrived then in Ilkley today at Mayfield View Care Home. Probably about, what do you think, 5-10 minute walk from the centre of Ilkley, so really quite close to town. And we're going to be talking today about Mayfield View, what it's all about, what it's like to both live here and to work here. I've been joined by a whole group of people, whole group of ladies. Should we do a group hello to prove we're all here?
Hello.
There we go. Now to start with, just so people can set the scene, we are in a cafe right at the front of Mayfield View, which is actually open to the public. I have got a rather delicious cappuccino which has been made. Let's start with just a few basics about Mayfield View Care Home then. Introducing Suzanne, hello.
Hello.
So what is it that Mayfield View is all about then? What sort of care do you offer?
I think the main part of our ethos is to give real heart into the home, and people can come here and do whatever they want, not taking anything away from them and empowering them just because they're coming to a home. We're here just to support, but to live their lives.
Mm-hmm. And I know that it's there are 80 bedrooms, 4 floors high. It was only finished last October 2018, so it's all still very new and beautiful in here. I've had a little tour.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is top class. Yeah.
And you do 3 different types of care, so residential, nursing and dementia. And what's the difference between those 3 different types of care, if people are wondering?
I think mainly it's the amount of support they're going to need. So we've got specialised people in all areas so that they get the correct support and we don't overtake those that are residential, so they can still live here the way they want, so that we just empower people with dementia again so that they can really enjoy activities and fulfilment. And nursing, similar, so they don't have to be in hospital, so they can be fulfilled here rather than on a hospital ward.
My name's Catherine Bingham and I'm the head of wellbeing and engagement.
So you are sort of you're responsible for a lot of people's, what they get up to in the day, their wellbeing, their activities. How do you decide what's going to be going on and who's going to be doing what?
Okay, well, first and foremost, it's really what the residents would like to do, their interests, and we put them first time every time. So anything they've done historically or in the background, we'd like to meet their needs in terms of their activities, the things they've done in the past, and we also have a strong ethos relating to dementia, so dementia care and dementia activities. And we've got some fantastic spaces where the residents can reminisce and do things and actually keep active.
Now, over here we have Susan. Hello, Susan.
Hi.
Now, you are the queen of hair and nails here at Mayfield View.
Yeah.
So how does that work then? How do people come and get preened with you?
They book in with reception and I come in most Wednesdays, well, every Wednesday, unless they've got an activity planned, and then I'll swap days so that we fit around them. And they all pop down and see me in the salon, and some have their nails done, most of them have their hair done as well. And it's just all about them feeling good, and they all go out with a smile. They all say they feel better for having their hair washed and blow dried or set, and we have a good old chat, which they love, and they chat away about when they were younger and how they met their spouses, and they all have a story to tell. And it's just wonderful because they just really feel at home and ease, and they like to feel good. My ladies and gentlemen love to feel good, and they do go away feeling happy and content with a big smile on their face. It's great.
Because all part of having, often your hair appointment is, half of the joy of it is having a good old chin wag, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah, yeah. And the stories they tell, they make me blush, some of them. But yeah, no, they all have a real story to tell, and it's great because, you know, some of them struggle with their memories and things like that, but they can always reminisce back, and we have school stories and, you know, they just really, really relax and they open up, and it's lovely to see. I love their company. They're really good company. Yeah.
Oh, I've kind of got to come and have my hair done with you now, Susan. So, Mayfield View then, let's go back to the kind of things that you get up to on a day-to-day basis. Lots of different activities and things happening. Next week, I know, is actually Dementia Awareness Week, so it can be a really good opportunity to raise awareness and to talk about it and to make sure that you're doing everything that you want to be doing. Have you got anything in mind, anything, dates in the diary for how it's going to be recognised here at Mayfield View?
We have. Across all of the Springfield Healthcare Group, actually, we're all celebrating with a 1940s day. So here at Mainfield View, we've got plans. We're bringing a band in, and we're inviting our relatives and our residents to have a street party with us, and all types of activities based around that. There are lots of things to celebrate, and we have such lovely residents. Their families are amazing, and our staff too. So it's a way of bringing everybody together that really works, and that creates new memories for our residents, and particularly for their families. I absolutely love it here. I feel really welcomed and really part of the team. So although I work actually across all our sites, don't tell the others, but this is definitely my favourite. People are warm and friendly and smiley, and they care about each other as well as our residents, and that's really important. So it's a very, very nice team here.
So if people want to find out more then about what Mayfield View do, whether that is potentially bringing somebody to live here or to possibly work here, what's the best way for them to get in touch and talk to somebody about it?
The website is your best place to start, or you can just pop in any time. Obviously there's the Teapot Cafe if you're ready to have a coffee with us, but you can pop in, you can call, visit the website, any of those. We're also based in York at the Chocolate Works, Care Village, and also at Seacroft and Garforth. So we have 5 homes in total.
Wonderful, you're a busy lady then. Well, all of you, thank you very much.
Thank you.